at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, in 3 days of fighting that left 40,000 dead and wounded, Robert E. Lee was given his worst defeat so far. News of the Union victory reached Lincoln on July 4th, the same day that Ulysses S. Grant took the vital city of Vicksburg, Mississippi. Lincoln was impressed that the twin victories had come on the anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, because he said the rebels were trying to overthrow the principle that all men were created equal. This, he said, is a glorious theme for a speech. And that speech would come a few months later at Gettysburg itself. A war cemetery was being dedicated there, and Lincoln was invited to make a few appropriate remarks. At the ceremony in November, the president listened for 2 hours as the designated orator, Edward Everett, recalled the Gettysburg battle. People were expecting another long speech when Lincoln rose, but he sat down again just 2 minutes later, before photographers could capture him speaking. He'd needed only 10 sentences to distill the essence of the Union cause and why the North must keep fighting. As he sat down, Lincoln is alleged to have said, "That speech won't scour," an uncomplimentary farming term. But the other speaker, Edward Everett, told him, "I wish I had come as close to the central meaning of the occasion in 2 hours as you did in 2 minutes." And the Chicago Tribune accurately predicted that the speech will live among the annals of man.